In medio ecclesiae, aperuito seius, et in plebiteum dominus, spiritus sapientiae, et intellectus, stolam gloriae, induiteum. Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. All the ends of the earth have seen, Alleluia. The salvation of our God, Alleluia. From heaven above to earth I come, to bring good news to everyone. Glad tidings of great joy I bring, to all the world and gladly sing. To you this night is born a child of Mary, chosen virgin mild. This newborn child of lowly birth shall be the joy of all the earth. This is the Christ, God's Son Most High, who hears your sad and bitter cry. He will himself your Savior be, and from all sin will set you free. My heart for very joy now leaps, my voice no longer silence keeps. I too must join the angel throng to sing with joy his cradle song. Glory to God in highest heaven, who unto us the Son has given, with angels sing in joyful mirth, a glad new year to all the earth. Adonai said to me, "You are my Son. This day have I begotten you." Adonai remembered David and his patience through so many hardships, the oath he swore to you, O mighty God of Jacob. I will not enter my home, nor lie down on my bed to rest. I will not close my eyes, nor will I enjoy my slumber, until I find a place for Adonai, a dwelling for the Strong One of Jacob. At Ephratah we heard of the ark. We found it in the fields of Yareem. Let us go to God's house. Let us worship at God's throne. Go up, Adonai, to your resting place, you and the ark of your power. Your priests robe with holiness for the feast. Your faithful prepare songs of joy. For the sake of David, your servant, do not reject your anointed. Adonai swore an oath to David, and will not go back on this word. Your child, the fruit of your body, will I set upon your throne. If your heirs adhere to my laws, and keep my covenant in truth, their children also shall rule from your throne forever and ever. For Adonai has chosen Zion, has desired it as a home. This is my resting place forever. Here have I chosen to live. I will bless the produce of her fields, and the poor shall be filled with bread. I will vest the priests with salvation, and the faithful will sing out their joy. There I will make David's stock flower, and I will light a lamp for my anointed. Enemies will be clothed with regret, but on the anointed a crown will shine. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Adonai said to me, You are my Son, this day have I begotten you. A reading from the first letter of John. We speak of the word of life. This life became visible. We have seen and bear witness to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life that was present to the Abba and became visible to us. What we have seen and heard, we proclaim in turn to you, so that you may share life with us. This communion of ours is with the Abba and with the Word Jesus Christ. Indeed, our purpose in writing you this is that our joy may be complete. The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The rain and snow from heaven do not return without watering the earth. It gives seed to the sower and bread to the hungry. The rain and snow from heaven do not return without watering the earth. It gives seed to the sower and bread to the hungry. Even so, the word that comes from the mouth of God does not return empty. It gives seed to the sower and bread to the hungry. The rain and snow from heaven do not return without watering the earth. It gives seed to the sower and bread to the hungry. The word John heard and loved, this is the truth he preached and served. My heart is radiant with the Lord, my whole being delights in God my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor, holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches, rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love. As always before, so now and evermore. Amen. The Word John heard and loved. This is the truth he preached and served.
Let us pray to the One born of Mary. Reveal again your kindness and compassion. You are holy, yet wish to be born in the midst of our sins, in order to make us holy. Reveal again your kindness and compassion. You are strong, yet wish to be born as a weak and vulnerable child, in order to give us strength. Reveal again your kindness and compassion. You are immortal, yet emptied yourself into a mortal body in order to give us immortality. Reveal again your kindness and compassion. You taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. God of endless love and compassion, we praise you for creating us in your own image and likeness, and even more for restoring us in Christ Jesus, your living Word. As we celebrate his birth, may we live his gospel, for he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the birth of our God and Savior Jesus Christ bring all humanity to salvation. Amen. Let us bless the world with peace and give thanks to God.